Turn your Bibles to Genesis and chapter 39. I've got to welcome the Reverend Dorrit Abernathy's wife. Mrs. Abernathy's with us and her children and family. And we trust the Lord to bless them in their time with us here in this part of the kingdom of Mourne. Genesis and the chapter 39. And let's open our Bibles at that place. And let's look to the Lord for his help and for his presence. Father in heaven, we thank thee that now we can turn to the word of the living God. We thank you what Christ said, Lord, is so true, that thy word is truth. And we pray now for help, Lord, to listen and to preach the word that you've laid upon our heart. We pray indeed it be a word in season to some weary soul in this place. We have been singing that great hymn, Does Jesus Care? Oh yes, he cares. Well, we're glad, Lord, you care and you love us. And you'll never fail your people. Be with us now, we pray, and glorify thy great name. Let everything be said and done for thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The text can be found in a couple of places, but we'll look in verse 21. And Genesis 39 and verse 21, it says this. But the Lord was with Joseph. And I wonder, dear child of God, this morning, if we could perhaps take one sentence, short, brief sentence, to sum up your life. I wonder how your life would be summed up. Would we say that man, that woman, in this congregation of the Kingdom of Mourne, was a man of faith? Would one sentence be, well, they were a man of prayer? Would it be that you were one who had great love in your heart? Would it be said of you that you're one who has great patience, holiness? What will be written or what will be said of you? Here is the divine summing up of the life of Joseph by God. This is the title God put over the life, dear friends, of Joseph. It was not written by any man. It was not said by any angel. This was what God said about Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. No greater words could be written of him. In fact, four times in this passage, you'll read of this truth about God being with Joseph. Because it says there in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. And in verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. In verse 21, our text, but the Lord was with Joseph. And in verse 23, because the Lord was with him. And so four times in this passage, we are reminded time and time and time again that the Lord was with Joseph. Now the Bible, can I say this, is not content to let it rest there. Because over in the New Testament scriptures where Stephen was making his last and great speech and his last and great sermon to the people, he said in Acts 7 verse 9, and the patriarchs moved with envy and sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. And here's Stephen about soon to be put to death for the faith, and he's preaching the faith of his fathers. And he's talking about Joseph. And how Joseph was sold down into Egypt. But he said this, but God was with him. Five times we're reminded here, friends, in the Bible, that the Lord was with Joseph. Now we do know this, that Joseph is a great typical picture of Christ. Perhaps the greatest. One particular commentator, A.W. Pink, has 101 points to show how Joseph is like Christ. And you're glad I'm not preaching that sermon this morning, 101 points, how Joseph is a great type of Christ. But let me say this, one of the typical points or contrast was this, that God was with him. And we read in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The same lesson that was talked about in the life of Joseph, that God was with him, was said of Christ.
He went about doing good. He went about doing miracles. He went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And hear what it says. For God was with him. God was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Christ. But I want to say this morning. It's true in the lives of all of God's people that God is with you. Are you saved this morning in this place and washed in the blood of the Lamb? God is with you. God is with His people. In Matthew 28 and verse 20, the Lord Jesus says, "And lo, I am with you always." And this was the Lord saying to His church and to His people. And the God who was with Christ and God who was with Joseph is the God who's with you. And God is with all of us. In 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 16, Paul writing to that church, he says this, "Now the God of peace Himself give you peace always by all means." And here's what he said, "The Lord be with you all." The Lord's with you all. And friends, that's a simple lesson. That God is with His people. But I have no doubt at all this morning in this meeting, there are some of God's people who feel, well, God is not with me. Who feel that God is against me. Maybe circumstances will seem to dictate that to your life. But everything seems to be against me. And even the God of heaven, and even the God of my salvation is against me. Well, that's a lie. The Lord is with His people. But the Lord is with Joseph. And dear child of God, we'll see in this sermon, the Lord's with you. The Lord is with us, you see. But I want to look at four places where God was with Joseph. And the first place I want to see is where it is in the text. He was in Potiphar's. In Potiphar's house. That's the first mention of this text in verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Now what happened was this. Joseph now was in Potiphar's house as a slave. This is Joseph's slavery. This is what Stephen spoke about in Acts chapter 7. How the patriarchs, his brothers, they were moved with envy. They hated Joseph. And they got Joseph and they sold him down to the Ishmaelites. And he was taken down into the land of Egypt. But he said God was with him. So God was with him in his slavery. This is where he was, first of all, in Potiphar's house as a slave. I mean, what a change in the life of Joseph had taken place. He had been taken from his father's house. He had been hated by his brothers. He had been sold as a slave. He now was in Potiphar's house. Yet this remarkable truth was this. He was forsaken by all who loved him. But God was with him. It immediately tells us in Potiphar's house, and the Lord was with Joseph. There he is then, in his humble abode, as a slave. But God was with him. Now we have read the verses together. How he was hard working. The master looked. And what did he see? The Lord's with that man. He saw his activities in the home. And what he was doing. And how he was doing his work. And everything that he did was made to prosper. By the hand of the Lord. And Joseph was working as a slave in this house, dear friends. And the Lord was with him. And not only was he hard working, he was honest. Because it tells us there, this man Potiphar, he made him overseer over all of his house. And in verse 6, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. You see, why was this? Because God was with him. And dear friends, the Lord was with him in his slavery. He was hard working and he was honest. This man could count upon Joseph. He was honest. And yet despite his lowly task as a servant, but that's the word it was, God was with him. He, dear friends, the Lord does not just dwell, or does not dwell with the high and mighty, but he dwells with the lowly in heart. In Isaiah 57 verse 15, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and lofty place with him. Also that is a contrite and humble spirit." God dwells with those who are humble. And I want to say to the child of God this morning, you don't have to become a king that God will just come and stay with you or dwell with you. You don't have to be in a place of great honor to claim this promise. No.
God is with his people, even in their humble abode, you see.
Joseph was a slave, yet God was with him. If you're in a lowly position today in life,
rejoice that God is with you. Rejoice that the Lord is with you. Maybe you say, well, the Lord was with great men of God who preached.
The Lord was with Whitfield. The Lord was with Wesley. The Lord was with C.H. Spurgeon and preaching. And he was with these great men of God. And they were used of the Lord, no doubt about it, or by the Lord.
But the Lord's with you. Here's Joseph, a slave. And dear friends, yet the Lord is with him.
And the Lord is with us. Then we're hard working, isn't that right? Then, like Joseph, we're humble. Then, what? We're honest. Then we'll be prosperous. Then, dear friends, what happened was this. People would see that the Lord is with us. This man looked upon Joseph, as Joseph was a slave in his house, and he saw something standing out in his life, and it was this, that God was with him.
What does your employer see when they look at your life? What does your family see when they look at you?
Do they see this wonderful and great truth?
You see that God is with you. They should.
Joseph, slavery in the house. Joseph stand in the house. We find here that Joseph, as we read together, was tempted to fall into sin with Potiphar's wife. Not just the once, by the way, because in verse 10 it says, it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie for her or to be with her. And we actually read there that he fled. He fled from this woman's presence and he ran away. Yes, he was tempted to fall into sin. Yes, he was tempted to do wrong.
But Joseph stood. And Joseph said in verse 9, how then can I do this great wickedness
and sin against God? How can I sin against the God of my salvation? Now Joseph was tempted, but he was successful. How could he be?
Friends, because God was with him. You see, the Lord was with Joseph in his temptation. Even though God was with him, he was still tempted. Some people think, well, the closer you get to the Lord, and we should all be seeking to get that close walk with Christ and grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
We want to grow more in love for the Lord Jesus Christ. People say, well, the more I go on with Christ, the more I go on with God, the less I'll be tempted. Not a bit of it.
Dear friends, here's a man, Joseph, who was going on with Christ, going on with God. Yet we find here he was still tempted. And even though God is with you, you'll be tempted.
And maybe you find yourself in the past week, how you have been tempted. How the old flesh has come rising up against me. How there's terrible thoughts has come into your mind. And you're saying, God has left me.
Oh, dear friends, God is with you. You'll still be tempted. Thank God when we realize the Lord is with us, we can fight against temptation. We can stand against sin, you see. Because God is with his people.
We should say like Joseph, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? How can I do this horrible, terrible thing and sin against the God of my salvation?
Just remember God is with you. That'll help you in your temptation. That'll help you, child of God, in your battle against sin. And so we see Joseph's stand in Potiphar's house. We see Joseph's slander, because Joseph was slandered against. Because when Joseph ran away from Potiphar's wife, we find here, and we've read together, how his wife lied against him. Lied to his servants of her home. This man came in to lie with me.
And when her husband got home, she told him a whole story that wasn't true. And Joseph was slandered. And they spoke evil against Joseph. And they lied against Joseph.
But the Lord was with Joseph. God was with him. And dear friends, that's the greatest blessing of all. Maybe people have spoken against you. I remember one time going to do a meeting in an old people's home. I met the lady at the home who was a Free Presbyterian. And I said, well, as usual, I said, well, how's things? How are you getting on? Or what about you? And usual greeting from Northern Ireland. And she was down in the dumps. And I said, well, what's wrong with you? She says, about particular people who were slandering her with a tongue. And she was really, really down in the ground. And I said, let me show you something. And I opened up the Bible at the verse I'm going to read with you now, Matthew 5, verse 11, the words of Christ. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted the prophets which were before you. And I said, here's what Christ said. Blessed is that one that men shall revile and persecute you, and shall say all manner against you, evil against you falsely, for my sake. And I said, the Bible says this will happen. People will persecute you, people will slander you, people will lie against you. And you know, friends, it was just a word she needed. The smile was back on her countenance. She saw that God was with her. And maybe you have been slandered. Maybe you've been lied against. Maybe you're brokenhearted this morning over things that have been said. Listen, the Lord is with you. The Lord was with Joseph. And just because, dear friends, the Lord is with us doesn't mean that we'll not be tempted to fall into sin. It doesn't mean that we'll not be spoken evil against, misrepresented, spoken against. No, no. All the more when God is with his people. So the Lord was with him in Potiphar's house. The Lord was with him in prison. Because we find here, when this woman's master came home, he was full of wrath. He believed every word that his wife had said. And it says here in verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. He took dear Joseph, this young lad, who had been taken away from his father, brought into a strange country, gone into a strange home, took dear Joseph and threw him down into prison. But what does it say, friends, in verse 21? But the Lord is with Joseph. Do you see Joseph? This young lad cast into prison. Do you see him in the darkness of the cell, friends? Do you see him in the chains of bondage? Because it tells in Psalm 105, verse 18, whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was led in iron. This young man cast into darkness, cast into this terrible, difficult place, dear friends. This place of loneliness and coldness and hunger. And there he is, Joseph, an innocent man. He never sinned at all with this man's wife. Yet he was taken and he was cast down into prison. And yet the Lord was with Joseph. Some commentators reckon that Joseph was in prison for 13 years. That's a long time, isn't it? To be cast into prison, friends, for 13 days would be bad enough for some of us. 13 weeks to be cast in. 13 months? No, no. But here was Joseph. He was cast into prison. And some people reckon for 13 years there he was in his bondage. And in the dungeon and in the darkness and the dreariness. There he was for 13 years in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph. You see, dear friends, the Lord was with him. And this turned his prison into a paradise. You never read of Joseph complaining. You never read. Now, he did say to one of the men gone out that he had helped the Pharaoh's servants, that he would remember his name to Pharaoh, but he forgot all about it. And there's no, but we never think of, read of Joseph that he was complaining. No, dear friends. Never complain to God. Why has I allowed these things to happen? I'm just an innocent boy taken from my father's land and sold into slavery, and now I'm cast into prison. No, dear friends, it was enough for him to know that God was with him. But the Lord was with Joseph. Maybe today finds you in darkness. Maybe, child of God, dark clouds have come over your mind and over your heart. Maybe last night has been spent weeping, brokenhearted. Trials has come in and pressing in upon you.
And you're wondering, where can I go and what can I do?
Listen here, child of God, can I say this? The Lord is with you. But the Lord is with Joseph. Do you think God will forsake you in your time of trouble? Do you think God will leave your side? No. Did he leave Joseph? No. When Joseph was cast aside and put into chains and put into bondage, it is recorded in God's word by the Lord himself, but the Lord was with Joseph. And God was by his side. And Paul said the same over in the New Testament. Nevertheless, the Lord stood with me. He talked about all men forsaking him and all men leaving him. But he said this. He said, the Lord stood with him. You see, the Lord is with his people even in the dark moments. In Isaiah 50 and verse 10, it says, who is among you that feareth the Lord and that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Let him stay upon his God. And the Bible talks about God's people here walking in darkness. And it talks about us here having, well, no light. There seems no light of that tunnel. It says, let him trust in the name of the Lord. Let him stay upon his God. Because God is with us. And dear child of God, can I say to you, in your present sense of darkness and distress and trouble, God is with you. God is with you, even in those times. The Lord is with his people. And you can see that in the life of Joseph, because the keeper of the prison, he committed to Joseph all the prisoners and whatever was in his hand. And it says in verse 23, the keeper of the prisoner looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. And even when he was down in the darkness of the dungeon, the people could see the Lord was with him. The prison, the keeper of the prisoner could see the Lord's with that man. And everything that he did, even down there in the prison cell, everything he did was made to prosper by the hand of God, you see. And there's a wee lesson there, because his trials caused him to prosper. And you may find yourself in darkness today, and trouble and heartache and sadness and fears and doubts and all the rest of it. But God is with you. And you'll find good will come out of it. You'll find good will come out of it. It says in 1 Peter 1 and verse 7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The trials and that we find ourselves in is not to destroy us. It is to make us stronger. It is to bring us closer to Christ. It is to bring more fruit into our life. It is to bring us closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. That's what Joseph found out there, dear friends, in the prison cell. He found out that God was with him. And that was enough. Doesn't the little hymn say, what matters where on earth we dwell, on mountain top or in the dale, in cottage or in mansion fair, where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. And there was Joseph, dear friends, in his prison cell, but they know he had the Lord. But the Lord was with Joseph. And I'm glad today I have Christ with me. No matter what happens in my life, and child of God, it doesn't matter what happens in your life. If you find yourself suddenly taken and cast into bondage or into prison, hospital bed, forsaken by all who love you, it doesn't matter. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with his people. We should rejoice in that. God is with me. And God is with me. We were singing that tremendous hymn, Be Still My Soul. The Lord is on thy side. The very text today should be enough for every one of us to meditate and to think about this morning. That God is with me. God is with me. No matter what happens, no matter what comes into my life, he's with me. In my darkest moments, he's with me. I can lean upon him. I can place my hand in the hand of Christ. He's with me. Dear friends, but the Lord is with you. Even in a dark place today. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison. And God is with you, dear friends, in the dark place, even today. Indeed, as we can see there, he was with him also in the palace, because after a period of time, we find that Joseph is released. Of course, God's intervention. And there was a dream that came to Pharaoh that troubled him. Nobody could tell him a dream. Suddenly he hears about a person down in the dungeon. Who is Joseph? He is the interpreter of dreams. And so here's this man, Joseph, 13 years, closed up in a prison cell, and in loneliness and in darkness. He's brought out now before Pharaoh. And we see him in a different place. He's in the palace. And God is with him. God is with him. We see this, dear friends, can I say, as he came to interpret the dreams. First of all, in his conversation, God was with him. Now, in chapter 41, verse 16, it says there, "And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me, God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." Now, here's Joseph for the first time before Pharaoh. And he's talking to this king, this great king of Egypt. And he says here, well, in the verse 16, God shall give Pharaoh an answer. You see, Pharaoh was a lover of strange gods, of idols. Yet Joseph spoke of God. In verse 28, he said, God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. And in verse 32 of that chapter again, he says to Pharaoh, "And for the dreams were doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because a thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass." And here is Joseph standing in the palace. And he's standing before the throne, and he's standing before the king. And what is he doing? Well, he's speaking about God. He says, God will show it unto Pharaoh. You see, God was with him in the palace. You can see it in his conversation. Pharaoh himself actually acknowledged that God was up in him. Because in the verse 38 of that chapter, Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" And as Pharaoh looked upon him, he said, God is in him. Indeed, he says in verse 39, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God has showed thee all this." You see, dear friends, the conversation of Joseph in the palace showed what? That God was with him. That the Lord was with him, you see. And I want to say to you, if God is with us, then we should show it in our conversation. People should hear it in our language. Not only, dear friend, see it in our life. They looked at the life of Joseph. When he was in Potiphar's, they looked at his life and they said, well, God is with that man. And when he was in prison, they looked at his life and they said, well, God is with him. Now, when Pharaoh listened to him, with his, not his life, but his lips, he says, God is with him. Tell me this. Do people hear from our lips? Do they know by my language, by your conversation, at school, workplace, community, or at home, dear friends, that God is with you? Do people hear that? Do they see that God is with you in your actions and your attitude? Do they see it, dear friends, in your conversation? Colossians 4 and verse 6 says, Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. So the conversation of Joseph showed that God was, and the crying of Joseph in the palace, because in verse 41 it says that he made him ruler over all the land, you see. Brought up there from the prison, and now was exalted. Even in the children of Joseph, it showed that God was with him, because Joseph got a wife and he had two children, Manasseh. He says, "For God has said he had made me forget all my toil," even the naming of the children. God was in it. And verse 52 of chapter 41, he told another one, Ephraim, "For God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction," even in his children in the palace. When he's going to name them, he says, "Well, we'll call one Manasseh, and we'll call the other Ephraim," and the very, very names that he was going to give his children and dear friends in this palace showed them that God was with us. God was with his children. And God was with him in the palace in his compassion of Joseph, because remember, as time went on, we should be all familiar with the story how his brothers were turned, the time of famine, the whole tables were turned. The dreams that Joseph had as a young boy about the stars and all bowing down to him all came true. And he looked around and who was standing before him? The brothers who hated him. The brothers who sold him. And dear friends, the brothers who took him away from his father. But at the very end of this book, in chapter 50, it tells us there about the brethren coming, and they're looking for forgiveness, and they're looking for mercy, and they're asking Joseph to put away the evil, and to put away their sin. And it tells us in the verse 17 of chapter, and Joseph wept, and they spake unto him. It broke the heart of Joseph. He saw these men coming and repenting and asking for forgiveness. I know what Joseph said, fear not, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, you see. And Joseph, what again here in the palace, dear friends, his compassion, his forgiveness. And he was saying to these men, well, I forgive you. God has overruled all of this. You see, the Lord was with him in his compassion. I say to you, dear friends, is the Lord seen in your life? In your words, your work, your children, forgiving others? Have we got a forgiving spirit? Have we got it? We should have. We should forgive one another. We should forgive those who offend us. This was Joseph in the palace. What a man he is, and how could he live such a life? Because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with Joseph in the palace, friends. If you notice that the words of our text covers all of his life, but the Lord was with Joseph. You know, when he was with his family, the Lord was with him. And when he was sold as a slave, the Lord was with him. And when he was taken and cast into prison, the Lord was with him. And when he was brought out of prison and brought into the palace, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him all his life then. Because that text covers every step. There wasn't a time in his life that God wasn't with him. The Lord was with him, friends, all of the way. And that's a simple lesson for all of God's people. God will be with you all the way. He'll be with you all the way, dear friends. But there'll be times you'll be in the prison. But there'll be times, in a sense, we'll be in the palace. We'll be up on the mountain. And we'll be rejoicing. The things will change. The things are going well. And we'll be in prosperity. God will be with us. But God will be with you also in the dark moments. If you notice, the words of our text are spoken actually in connection with difficult and dark moments. Because in chapter 41, or 39, sorry, and the verse 1 says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him off the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither, and the Lord was with Joseph. Now here is the first time of problems and difficulties, and he's cast now into slavery. The Lord was with him. And then we find there in the verse 20, he was cast into prison, but the Lord was with Joseph. And two times here in the Bible this text is brought out. When? In the difficult time. In the hard time. In the trial of his faith. It tells us here the Lord was with him. But God was with Joseph. You know, it's usually in the dark times you find the proof of this text. That God is with you. That's when you prove it, friends. That's when you find that the Lord comes to his people in all of their trouble and trials, that he puts his arms around them and he carries them. He comes in the difficult times. That's when you get a greater sense of the presence of the Lord with you. When? In your times of trouble. That's what happened in the life of Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. Dear friends, in difficult times, covered all of his life. And I'm glad I can say to you, in Hebrews 13, verse 5, the Lord Jesus said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee. Every step of the way as I live for Christ in this world, he will never leave me. And child of God, it is true in your life. He will never leave you. The Lord was with Joseph. He'll be with you. Every step of the way. Can I say lastly and very quickly, there's another place God was with him in his parting. Because it says there in chapter 50, and Joseph said himself in the verse 24, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. And here he is, this man, coming to the end of his life. He had lived his life. He had lived it for God. He had come to the end of his life. And he says here, behold, I die, and God would surely visit me. You see this, that God was with him in his confidence. He says, I die. Is there any fear in his words? Any regrets in his words? No. He's full of confidence. Why? Because God is with him. Remember the psalmist said in Psalm 23 verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And Joseph now is coming to the end. He's going to die. He's going to leave his brother. He's going to leave this scene of time. And he says, I die. But he's full of confidence. Why is this? Because God is with Joseph. And his great confidence. And dear friends, you see his confession. He says, God will surely visit you and will bring you out of this land onto the land which he swore to Abram, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Listen, he's talking about the Lord. He said in verse 25, God will surely visit you. Oh, dear friends, his whole comfort, even at the end, coming to the end of his life, we can see here this man lying on his deathbed, and the brethren, the families all around him. And God is with him. God is with him in his parting. And I want to say to you, child of God, today, the Lord will be with us even when we come to die. God will be with us. And we'll have this confidence that the Lord will take us through the valley of the shadow of death and will take us to glory. And we'll have the way to be able to say, God shall surely visit you. God will surely bring me to heaven. He had this confidence and this confession at the end of his life because God was with him. You see, the Lord was with Joseph. He could live and he could die because God was with him. Could I say a word to the unsaved? How will you die? God is not with you. You're living your sin, living against the Lord, turning your back on Christ. Going on in this world without Christ, God is not with you. You'll come to die sometime. Maybe you'll get a deathbed here like Joseph. And you're not right with God. And your soul is not saved. And dear friends, God will be against you. You'll find yourself lost in hell for all eternity. You see, dear friends, you need to be saved. You need to come to Christ. You need to trust Him. You need to trust Him today. It says in God's Word, it is time to seek the Lord. You need to come and trust Him today. If you do, the Lord will be with you. And you'll go to heaven. And you'll be saved from everlasting hell because you've got Christ. But all God's people rejoice today that God is with you. That's enough to know, isn't it? Underline that text in your Bible. You'll have difficult moments in your life. You'll have trials and you'll have troubles, friends. But lean on the promise of the book. Stand on the Word of God. Believe the promise of Christ, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And God is with His people. Right to the end. And right through the end. And even throughout eternity. And the Lord was with Joseph. May God write His word upon all of our hearts. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank You for Your presence. I pray that the word has been an encouragement to Your people. And maybe some needed to hear that today. Lord, Thou knowest hearts. We thank You for that truth. But the Lord's with Joseph. And we're glad You're with me. And You're with all of Your people. As Paul wrote to that church, the Lord be with you all. You're with all of Your people. And You never forsake any one of us, Lord. I pray for those who's not saved. That they may come and taste and see that the Lord is good. May they turn their whole life on to Christ today. Thou be with us. And take us our homes in safety. We pray, Lord, in the name of Christ Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.